I'm Robin Shanti, and welcome to the Dharma Wheel.
The crack of a sand, cause they can't find nothing but they feel it in their hair. Yeah, can you feel it out there? Come on everybody, put your hands in the air. Lift up your legs like you're going up the stairs, cause you got to get up in it when there's something in the air. Come on, you critics, listen to my mantra, you get a ache if you try to fit me in the genre, cause I'm freaking out. I got to sing and shout to tell you about all the things my eyes have seen. Since I peeled them up off the corporate video screens, nuns with drums marching against columns of soldiers with guns down the street, with some crazy cheerleaders dancing in frenzy to the beat. Young man shot down by cops for trying to stop the bad crop coming down from the top non-violently, cause he would not go silently. All the way from Argentina to Prague, like fighting an international governmental smog. In the days when the shit's so bad, youth race sad, lots of people just going mad when they can't breathe the air cause the air ain't clean. Charge you more for water than they do for gasoline, enough to make the mother's man or woman lose their brain and scream, let off steam, cause it's too much to bear. Don't strike a match, it might explode around here. Yeah, something in the air, going down, coming round, spreading everywhere, agitating people like the crack of a snare, cause they can't find nothing but they feel it in the air. Yeah, can you feel it out there? Come on everybody, put your hands in the air, lift up your legs like you're going up the stairs, cause you got to get up in it when there's something in the air. While the trees come down in the Amazon, young kids getting killed fighting tanks with stones by soldiers like drones. Look out, here come the clones, spending all day on the phone like they're scared to be alone. That's why so many kids are flipping lids. The rebels trying to get off the grid, cause it's corrupt, it's bound to erupt like a treadmill that just won't stop. The world wants peace, but the bombs still drop. It's like we're just corporate prey. You can hear them say, what the hey, let's make a heyday of this global mayday and turn it into a great bag super max payday. But in reality, everyone's taking the loss. The problem is no one here can find the boss to blame. It's insane, he's hiding in the rafters like laughter, getting words faster and faster. It's time to shake this joint with laughter. Ay caramba, bring on the samba, make the people stop and stare, turn off the TVs, get up off the chairs. Yeah, something in the air, going down, coming round, spreading everywhere, agitating people like the crack of a snare, cause they can't find nothing but they feel it in their hair. Yeah, can you feel it out there? Come on everybody, put your hands in the air, lift up your legs like you're going up the stairs, cause you got to get up in it when there's something in the air. Not a drop to drink. So much information, it's impossible to think. I'm on the brink, see the link. Everybody sees a drink to keep cool while the Titanic sinks. Don't blink. And back at home, they can't get homegrown no more. They got seeds designed so they won't grow. The heartland and not one fresh tomato unless you go to the stove, it blows. Cause if you try to disrupt the flow from your pocket to the man, you'll end up in the can. All because you're trying to stop the world from hitting the fan. But in Brazil, they got people taking over private land. And in India, they're going to take over another dam. Kablam, the bombs drop in the Sahara sand. While the clear channel radio plays another boy band, but Mr. Jones, he don't understand. He just wants to reach for his favorite brand. It's like he can't connect his brain to his hand. Announcing, pronouncing, the tension is mounting. D-Day and counting, everybody here start bouncing. Yeah, something in the air, going down, coming round, spreading everywhere, agitating people like the crack of a snare, cause they can't find nothing but they feel it in the air. Yeah, can you feel it out there? Come on everybody, put your hands in the air, lift up your legs like you're going up the stairs, cause you got to get the business with the something in the air. In the air, going down, coming round, spreading everywhere, agitating people like the crack of a snare, cause they can't find nothing but they feel it in the air. Yeah, can you feel it out there? Come on everybody, put your hands in the air, lift up your legs like you're going up the stairs, cause you got to get the band when there's something in the air.
Now our sons and daughters are dying, but we don't see any of yours. You keep ignoring our questions, slamming your Byzantine doors. We're so tired of your lies and deceptions. We've heard all these stories before, and this road seems so awfully familiar. We know what's waiting in store, so be patient, 'cause we're making progress, you declare with a smirk and a grin. But your proclamations ring hollow, our patience is wearing so thin. 'Cause in the face of all logic and reason, you still won't admit your mistakes. With a world full of people so hungry for peace, you just say let them eat cake. As you sit in your ivory towers, counting your capital gains, trading thy blood for your profits, playing your patriot games. With your misguided media lapdogs spinning the news and the fear, drumming up public opinion, threatening all we hold dear. Now you say this is good versus evil, and God is right here on our ground. But we're looking hard where you're standing, nowhere is God to be found. So you criticize petty dictators when they slaughter their people at will. But you wrapped yourself tight in the stars and the stripes when you sold them the weapons to kill. So go keep on a-thumping your Bibles. We're not buying that line anymore, till you show us the verse in the chapter where Jesus says, let's go to war. As you sit in your ivory towers, counting your ill-gotten gains, blinded by gold and false prophets, playing your patriot games. Don't matter which side wins or loses, you're playing all sides of the fence, spending our grandchildren's future in the name of our so-called defense. And our treasure is yours for the taking in this business of wars without end. Big fat contracts for all of your cronies, and tax breaks for all your rich friends. 'Cause it's corporate greed as religion that's stealing the dream from us all. The stage has been set for the vandals, dominoes ready to fall. And forced poverty breeds cannon fodder, feeding your engines of war. You're just merchants of death and destruction, heretics, killers, and whores. As you sit in your ivory towers, counting your capital gains, trading our blood for your profits, playing your patriot games. Yeah, you're trading our blood for your profits, playing your patriot games. Sons and daughters are dying.
Obedience is the child of mindless minds. new world order is an old world lie. Fighting for peace, see how they die. Dragging in God as they turn violent. God says nothing, he just remains silent. Stop madmen from running loose. Mother Earth woman can't take the abuse. Living right now is living for tomorrow. Time is saying there's no more time to borrow. Vampires drinking blood and oil cocktails. Their violence works, it hardly ever fails.
Bombs over Baghdad, dancers of death, murder in the air with the next breath. Macho queen selling war makers' toys, raining destruction.
Dancers of death,
bombs over Baghdad.
Dancers of death,
bombs over Baghdad.
Dancers of death,
bombs over Baghdad.
Dancers of death,
bombs over Baghdad. Bombs over Baghdad. Bombs over Baghdad.
And that's an important message there from Ms. Patti Smith. People have the power. And before that, John Trudell with Bombs Over Baghdad, originally written for the first Gulf War. And here we are again and able to use the song many these years later. Neil Young before that, from his brand new CD, Living with War, with Looking for a Leader. Before Neil, we heard a song from a guy named Hank Woji, W-O-J-I, and that's just a single that he put out called Patriot Game. And we started off with Stephen Smith and the Dharma Wheel theme song, tune called In the Air. Well, hope you're having a beautiful day. It is just perfect out there, an absolute perfect Oregon spring day. I'm Robin, and this is the Dharma Wheel, and you're tuned to your community radio station, KBOO in Portland. And right now I've got a couple of guests in the studio. Jordan and Sienna are here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Spiral Rhythms Festival coming up on June 1st. Hello there.
Hello, hello, Robin. How you doing?
I am doing well, thank you.
Good.
And it's good to see you both here in the studio.
Yeah, it's nice to be back promoting the festival again this year. I think this will be the fifth annual Spiral Rhythms Festival of 2006. And all those folks out there who want to, in the next half an hour, run and grab pen and paper, we got a lot of info to throw at you, and you'll want to write them all down because it's not just a festival, which is June 1st through the 4th. There's also a show at Mississippi Studios on Memorial Day, Monday, May 29th. And there's also a house concert in Vancouver, Friday, May 26th. So we'll throw out more info about that. But grab a pen and paper while you're listening. Because it's a really great festival. We've been doing it again for 5 years at a place called Windward, which is a sustainable living community, modeling sustainable living for the past 25 years, in Klickitat County, Oregon, or Klickitat County, Washington, excuse me, which is about 100 miles away, which is about 2 hours to drive there if you take your beautiful scenic time on your way up the gorge and up the beautiful, wild, and scenic Klickitat River. Kind of like driving to the beach or driving up to the Sound or driving down to Eugenie area or something like that. So it's not too far away, and it is up on the east side of the gorge. So it's beautiful scrub oak forest. We do a remote outdoor musical stage, and we have workshops all day long, and we have, of course, a big bonfire drum circles and all sorts of musical jams through the nighttime. So it's 4 days, 3 nights. I have a very, very fun time that goes to support a lot of good causes, all nonprofits from pagan communities to sustainable living folks to the Blue Mountains Biodiversity Project, which is an environmental protection group on the east side of the Cascades. Sienna, can you tell us a little bit about the workshops?
Well, we don't just do concerts and musical things. We also have workshops on metaphysics, environmental awareness, musical workshops. We have a couple of blues workshops. We have Lasara Firefox, who is an author that her book came out last November on Llewellyn Publishing called Sexy Witch, and she's been here at KBOO a couple of times. She does workshops in all sorts of aspects of human sexuality, and she's coming up this time to do two different ones, and one is actually aimed at teenagers who are probably the ones that need the most educating in human sexuality, in my personal opinion. We also have Sapphire Bouchelon. I know I just butchered his last name, but he's a great drummer. We ran across him at another event back in February, and I heard him, and I said I just had to have him at this festival. So he's coming up to do a workshop called Shamantra, which is a trance dance-induced, and if this guy's drumming is any indication, I definitely need to be at that workshop.
Me too.
Yeah, it's an awesome time. Just listening to him drum will put you into trance. We also had some local favorites. We have Ms. Karen Wells coming up to do her goddess workshop. And if you haven't attended anything that Karen's done, you're really missing out. She channels some really great energy. And, of course, I'm hosting a workshop myself on psychic awareness and psychic self-defense. And then we have the main, well, we have three ceremonies slash rituals slash group magic gatherings. We have the opening and closing, of course, which is traditional. And then we have our main ritual in the middle of Saturday, which we do a little differently than most people do because we incorporate music into it. And there's nothing like getting that the juice is flowing, as they say, dancing around that circle. So, yeah, that's what we've got lined up as far as magic and workshops go.
And what's the theme of that Saturday ritual?
Well, the theme for the ritual on Saturday, which is a perfect interlude into our set of talking about this, is about distributing power to the people, about taking responsibility and equally distributing what is normally consolidated power into the power of the community. The catchphrase in it is going to be, where does power come from? And the callback is going to be, power comes from the people.
And we look at power in all different ways, not just financial, not just political, not just physical, but all different ways of looking at power. And how much power do we really need? How much power is there to be had? How many people are sequestering too much? And how many people are giving it away?
And maybe models for new ways of sharing power.
Exactly.
Is always a good one.
Yes.
And again, the dates are?
It's going to be June 1st through the 4th, which is Thursday through Sunday, which is the first weekend in June, of course. And it's, like I said, it's about 100 miles to the east of Portland. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on how you like to get there and how fast you like to drive. And there's a lot of beautiful spots to stop along the way. And like I said, we've been doing this for 5 years on this beautiful piece of property, which is a living model for sustainable projects from energy to social living.
Well, why don't we mention a few of the musical guests who will be there on the weekend, and then we'll talk about the other two opportunities folks have to hear some music.
I would love to, actually. And we must say, we do have a remote stage with remote power, so we do have like an actual amplified stage show. And this year, we're actually dedicating the stage. It's the Sid Brown Memorial Stage. So Sid Brown is definitely going to be there. He wouldn't miss it, I'm sure, no matter where else he could be in the universe. I'm sure he wouldn't miss it anywhere, because he did pass after last year's festival.
Sid played every one of the previous festivals. This will be the first festival without Sid.
Yeah, and in the flesh anyway, so
yes.
He'll be there. But we do have Mr. Danny Dollinger is going to be there, flying in from Virginia, and Mr. Jim Page, of course, from Seattle, the radical one-man anarchist revolution. And Ms. Peg Millett is coming up from Arizona. David Ray, who's a very, very fine and a very established blues player who lives here in town. Curtis King Chamberlain, who you may find playing with everybody from the Blind Root and Hogs to Baby Gramps. John Self, who's been running a lot of open mics around town, everywhere from the old Snake and Weasel days to Burlingame Pizza, and he's also been over at Poor Richard's doing a mic there. And he does a wonderful, wonderful meditative trance style, very unique guitar work. I will also be there. Reverend Jordan Feathers and Tom May will be there, and Dale Morris and Jessica Westren will also be there, as well as there's lots of open mics throughout the day, and there's lots of musical jams at night. So if we can't fit you on the evening shows, we can fit you in somewhere. So please bring all of your instruments and drums and rattles and fun things to do music with in a community, so we can remember what that's like and take it into the rest of the world once we leave. So.
And is there a website where if people didn't have pen and paper, they could get more details?
Yes, it's very easy. It's www.spiralrhythms.org. And Rhythms has two H's, one Y, and no real vowels. So that's spiralrhythms.org. And that'll tell you just about everything you need to know.
Great. And why don't we just mention the Mississippi Studio gig as well?
Yeah. Since Danny's going to be in town, we wanted to give people a chance who can't make it out to the festival who maybe also want to see Danny in town. Mississippi Studios is letting us throw a show there on Memorial Day Monday, May 29th at 7 p.m. Doors around 6:30. And it'll be Mr. Danny Dollinger headlining. John Self will be there. And myself, Reverend Jordan Feathers, will also be there. MississippiStudios.com for more info. And the address is 3939 North Mississippi here in Portland, Oregon.
And that's just a little bit north of Fremont.
Yes, and anybody in the southeast area can hop on the number 4, and it'll take you all the way downtown and also drop you off right outside the door of Mississippi Studios. So all those TriMet riders.
Well, we also have a pair of tickets to give away to the weekend.
That's true.
Spiral Rhythms.
Full passes, VIP passes, mind you. So, like, you get to be a very important pagan while you're there, or person, or persons, or however you want to choose that to be.
So if you'd like a pair, give us a call at 503-231-8032. Do not call the air room. You need to call the front desk, 231-8032. Any last words here before we have to go?
Well, and there's also the house concert on Friday, May 26th, which is a house in Vancouver. So those folks who want to come also see Danny Dollinger can call 360-693-7349. And these are all sliding scale donation entries. The Mississippi Studios will be a $500 to $500 sliding scale, anywhere in between there. But don't let us limit you for sure. But again, nobody will be turned away for that. It's kind of a promotion to get everybody going and going up before we hit the property on Wednesday. So,
well, thanks, Sienna and Jordan.
And thank you,
hope you have a wonderful fifth anniversary of the Spiral Rhythms Festival. Hope I can at least get there on Saturday.
You're more than welcome.
And speaking of Danny Dollinger, we'll go out with a Danny song, which goes with part of the theme today and every Thursday, actually, which is Walking in Power.
Something pulls you out of bed and puts you in your day and introduces you to everything you need along the way. It puts your finger to the flame and teaches you the burning, and you become a ripple in the river of our learning. It locks you at the gateway of your dreams until the hour you recognize you've always had the key and you are walking in power. Most folks can't see power unless it is in motion. I see fire in your eyes to move the tide across the ocean. There's a purpose in your passion, there's a reason for your tears. Yet you dissipate your power when you ground it in your fears. You will step into destiny and you can do it now, or stumble blindly down your path like you don't know that you are walking in power. Light the way for those who come behind you. There's more to your future than the choices you have made. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. There is power when you stay. There is power when you go. There is power in the people who are not aware they know. Do not give your power to the cynics who would bind you. If you do, it's you and you alone who has confined you. Some would try to steal away the light that lets you flower, but you are always safe when you're aware that you are walking in power. When you accept your light, you are never in the dark. There is guidance for the asking if you listen with your heart. And this will bring you to the very things you want the most. But if you want to sing with angels, gotta dance with ghosts. Show compassion for the people who still tremble and cower. It was not so long ago you didn't know that you are walking in power. Walking in power.
One, two. Distant land, I do not want your pearly gates. I don't want your streets of gold. This morning I was born again, and the light shines in my soul. This morning I was born again. I was born again complete. I stood above my troubles, and I stand on my two feet. My hand, it feels unlimited. My body feels like the sky. I feel at home in the universe where yonder planets fly. This morning I was born again. Is
dead and gone. This great eternal moment is my great eternal dawn. Each drop of blood within me, each breath of life I breathe, is united with these mountains and the mountains with the sea. Jesus and old John Henry, I give myself, my heart, my soul, to give some friend a hand. This morning I was born again, I am in the promised land. Heaven in your deathly distant land. I do not want your pearly gates, I don't want your streets of gold, and I do not want your mansion. My heart is never.
The parson's only daughter and a poor sharecropper's dream. Voice as sweet as falling water from the cool, clear mountain stream. We came to share a love forbidden, a union curse by family, to be forever unforgiven when we swore eternity. We set old heart on 20 acres, plowed the field, work the land, but when the fever came to take her with its unforgiving hand, I tried to soothe her shaken body, but no peace could I provide. She said, I hear the angels singing softly, I'm bound to cross that great divide. Take my ashes to the river where the water's cold and deep.
desire. I burned her body down to embers, scooped the ashes from the fire down on the banks of the Blackstone River for to drown her memory. And as her spirit I deliver, I heard her calling out to me. Take my
trying to find. If I carry it out, it'll bring a good price. 'Twas the thing that I knew what it had on his mind. The wind, it was a howling, and the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the night, and we chopped through the dawn. When he died, I was hoping that it wasn't contagious. But I made up my mind that I had to go on. I broke into the tomb, but the casket was empty. There was no jewels, no nothing. I felt I'd been had when I saw that my partner was just being friendly. When I took up his offer, I must have been mad. The cover. I said a quick prayer, then I felt satisfied. Then I rode back to find Isis, just to tell her I love her. She was there in the meadow where the creek used to rise, blinded by sleep and in need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. Just the one time that I rode on ahead. She said, where you been? I said, no place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, that's only natural. She said, you're gonna stay. I said, if you want me to, yes. Drives me insane. I
might be a spoonful of coffee, might be a spoonful of tea, might be a spoonful of your sweet loving child, good enough for me. Men cry for it, men gonna die for it, men gonna lie for it. Everybody talking about the spoonful, that the spoon, that the spoon, that the spoonful, the spoon, that the spoon, that the spoonful. Might be a spoonful of water, a call from the desert sand. Might be a spoonful of a 45's gonna save you from that other man. Men cry for it, men gonna die for it, men gonna lie for it. Everybody talking about the spoonful, that the spoon, that the spoon, that the spoonful, the spoon, that the spoon. Everybody talking about the spoonful, 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 spoonful.
That's some music from Canadian artist Harry Manx with a tune there made popular by Eric Clapton, Spoonful. Before that, we heard from another great guitarist, Mr. Chris Whitley, who died, unfortunately, earlier this year. And that was his tune called Made from Dirt. Before Chris Whitley, we heard Mr. Bob Dylan and a classic song from him, Isis. And that was in honor of Bob Dylan's birthday coming up next Wednesday, May 24th. Before Bob, we heard from Mark Arely with Take My Ashes to the River and started the set off with Ellis Paul and Vance Gilbert and This Morning I Am Born Again. Well, I'm Robin, and this is the Dharma Wheel on your community radio station, KBOO in Portland. And we were supposed to have some live music. I don't know if that's happening or not. Hopefully it will in a little bit. But I also need to let you know that Jeff is going to be on next week, and he's going to be doing a special Memorial Day show, all different songs from soldiers' perspectives and soldier songs, and everything from Jimi Hendrix to Charlie Daniels. So tune into that, the Song Circle, next Thursday. Well, since it's such a beautiful day, it always reminds me of great reggae music. And this is a band I recently got turned on to. They're from California, believe it or not. And the band is called Groundation. And this is a very interesting song. When I first heard it, it just really haunted me for days. And I realized, you know, it's what happens when empire falls. And, oh, speaking of when empire falls, I also want to mention next Wednesday at 10:30, I will be on interviewing David Corton, who is the author of, The Great Turning from Empire to Earth Community. And David Corton will be speaking at the First Unitarian Church on May 25th. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. So again, David Corton from Empire to Earth Community on May 25th, and you can hear me interviewing him on May 24th at 10:30. So here's Groundation and a song called We Not Forget Rome.
Yeah.
Well, it's always a shame to turn down Joe Strummer, but we have a live guest here in the studio who I do not want to waste any time with other music while we've got him here, David Jacob Strain, who it's been quite a while since he's been here on the show. And David, I imagine you've been traveling quite a bit since I've seen you last.
Yeah, I just got back from Iowa, and I was in Mexico City before that.
Oh, hold on a second. There's something wrong with my... Let's try that. There we go.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we're okay.
You asked if I'd been traveling, and I just got back from Mexico City, and I was in Iowa and Nebraska before that. I've been kind of just going from one opposite extreme to the other.
Wow. Iowa to Mexico City, that seems like quite the extreme. Well, David will be playing tomorrow night at Mississippi Studios, 3939 North Mississippi. And let's just go ahead and hear a tune, David, and then we'll come back and talk about other stuff.
I'll play a little short instrumental here.
Nice way to start off the the performance here. That's from David Jacob Strain. And David's here with his assortment of guitars. And it's just really delightful to be this close watching those fingers fly over those instruments. And again, David will be performing at Mississippi Studios tomorrow night. And we do have a pair of tickets to give away for that show if you want to call the front desk at 503-231-8032. Do not call the air room. Call 503-231-8032. And it looks like the steel guitar has made an appearance. How long have you been playing steel guitar?
Now, I bought this guitar when I was 12. I was playing on street corners at the Seattle Folklife Festival and the Oregon Country Fair, and I bought a steel guitar so that I'd be loud enough to be heard. And actually, I saved up my pennies from street singing to buy this thing, and for those who can't see it, it's like a shiny steel guitar, just like what Paul Simon sings about, the Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar.
Just beautiful.
Beautiful. It's basically a metal banjo, but it sounds all right.
Thank you.
fell all around my shoes. Say this morning, fell all around my shoes. You know by the lonesome feeling I must have had this walking blues. So I went up close, paper leaving trunk. Upstairs, mama, just to pack my leaving trunk. I swear I ain't never seen no whiskey, baby. It was a blues that made me sloppy drunk. Blues.
Those are some blues from David Jacob Strain. And David, do you have a website where people can get more info and buy CDs and all that great stuff?
Yeah, I do have a website. It's www.DavidJacobsStrain.com. And my last name is hyphenated. It's JACOBS-STRAIN. And we also have a MySpace page. And you can just search on MySpace and listen to a couple live tracks up there.
That's great. And again, you can hear David in person at Mississippi Studios on Friday. And is this kind of festival season warming up for you?
It is. It's getting started. I played at Merle Fest last week, and I ended up jamming with Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead. We sang the Howlin' Wolf song, Little Red Rooster, and then the next night I ended up playing with Bela Fleck. So it was like, it was okay. I should mention though, tomorrow night at Mississippi Studios, I'm playing one set solo, and then I'll be playing a set with my trio, which is Will Lydgate on bass, and then Jared Kaplan, who's the really fabulous percussionist who used to be in the band Trillion Green, and Hanuman it's kind of a tribal country blues stomp kind of thing.
Well, that sounds really fun. And again, that is tomorrow night at Mississippi Studios. And David, it looks like we do have time to sneak in one more song. And I'm delighted that you could come and hope you come back.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Well, I'm crying, Kokomo, my mama. Tomorrow night. Hey. I'm crying, Kokomo, my mama, Kokomo, my right, Kokomo, my baby. Back tomorrow night. Hey. When I tomorrow night. Hey.
David Jacob Strain, you know what? You want to do one more?
Sure, I'll sneak in one more if we got time.
Okay. And I want to mention tomorrow night also at the Late Show at 10 p.m., Tracy Grammer will be performing at Mississippi Studios. And we've got to close the door here before we could play another tune. I think you can close that door there for us. Okay, thanks. And David, are you going to be anywhere else in Portland other than Mississippi Studios in the near future?
Just here in Mississippi Studios. That's okay. It this time around.
Well, so we got a chance to see the trio and a solo show tomorrow night. And then it's Festival Rama around the country. And,
yeah, I'll be actually the Willamette Valley Folk Festival in Eugene on Saturday.
Oh, awesome. And you are listening to KBOO. I'm Robin, and this is The Dharma Wheel with David Jacob Strain, giving us one more song to take us out today.
When the war is all over and the wells have run dry, the people ain't nothing but rattling bones in the sky. And they shake like dust devils in the night, where there's no gold in the afterlife. And oh mother, dragging her chains behind her, it's a dark, dark sun. Lights the fire in her eyes. For promises have been broken, like the false prayers spoken unto her. There's no gold in the afterlife. Son, and there's no love, no oil when the war is done. And I cry. Put out the fire. There's no ocean.
David Jacobs Strain, and you can check it out at davidjacobsstrain.com. Mississippi Studios, Friday night. And I'm glad we got every last minute we could out of that. Thanks, David.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, and I hope you definitely come back next time you're here in town. Stay tuned for Indian World coming up next with John Talley, and we'll go out with some Bruce Cockburn.
Yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, 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 yo, hey